You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and continuing with the Q&A program on this 14th day of Dhul-Hijjah 1442 in South Africa. Insha'Allah, Mufti Sahib is going to be touring Durban and surrounding areas from Tuesday the 17th of August right until Friday the 20th of August, and that is going to be for Muharram 1443. We'll ask Mufti Sahib to say a few words on this particular tour.
Barakallahu feekum Hafiz Wadi, mashallah, our Hafiz Wadi, he's the coordinator, so he does all that. Allah Jalla Wala rewards him. I'm not even sure, he sent it to me, that, and I said, yeah, it's fine. So if you want more details of the venues and that, contact Hafiz Wadi, mashallah. Once everything is, it is confirmed, but reconfirmed, inshallah, and then we will be there. I'm supposed to be there now, you know, for Dhul-Hijjah as well, but now with all the looting and problems there in Durban and other problems as well. So we didn't go there, and we had the programs from the studio. And mashallah, when all these programs take place there in Durban, we must thank the Capital Group, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his entire family. Allah Jalla Wala grant our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas siha, afia, and Allah Ta'ala mashallah protect them all, protect the entire family from all types of evil. So inshallah, as time goes, I'm looking at the calendar year, so 17th, mashallah, so we still got enough time, so we will inshallah inform the public where the venues are and what time and so forth, but it will be for Muharram and Ashura and so forth. So inshallah al-Aziz, we will be in Durban, inshallah.
Inshallah. Mufti Sahib, a request has come in from Brother Imtiaz, and he says his brother Mahmood is currently in a very critical condition, and du'as are requested for his complete shifa, Mufti Sahib.
Allah Jalla Wala make easy for the brother in the hospital, Brother Mahmood. You, Brother Imtiaz, you, your family, I don't know where you are, where your brother is and so forth, but that is secondary. I want you and your family, all of you, where you know the person is critical. The doctors and the specialists say, really speaking, from a medical perspective, we cannot do much and so forth. So in a case like this, so what should you do? Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us a dua. I mean, I read it for my brother, and I even told the doctor, you switch off the ventilator. Islamically, it's totally permissible. We got no problem with that. But just rather make mashura and, you know, discuss it, because sometimes people become very, very emotional. So I'm telling you, Brother Imtiaz, you and your family, I don't know you, but we'll make dua, and I'm reading a dua now. So you read after me, and your family read after me. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu, Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi. Oh beloved Allah, if life is better for him, that is Brother Mahmood, give him life. Wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu, and if death is better for him, fatawaffahu, so then give him death. So that is, we know we have to die. There's no such thing, you must remember, you take this vaccine, you take this injection, you think you're going to live longer, and there's nothing like that Islamically. Islamically, every person will pass away and die on his, her appointed time. What vaccine, no vaccine, what ventilator, no ventilator, whatever, you will pass away on your appointed time. But we ask and beg, and the hadith, if you want reference, open Mishkat Sharif. So ya Allah, if life is better, give life. Ya Allah, if death is better, give death. You, the family, you don't know what to do, turn to Almighty Allah. Read La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Read Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu. Give out charity and ask Allah for khair and whatever is the best.
Mufti Sahib, what is Misyar marriages? Please explain.
Remember that you got some brothers who cursed the Sahabas and so forth, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an, our mother Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha, they call them Kuffar and so forth. Wallahi, such people are out of the fold of Islam. So they have what they call muta. I have their books, they gave it to me. When I went there to Iran, so they, I gave gave them my passport. They say, Husseini. I said, yes, Husseini. And then I gave my wife, Fatima. They said, Fatima, Husseini, Fatima, that is already your visa, you know. So they just tempted, gave me 2-week visa, and nobody troubled us. Anyway, I had debate there, and I defeated them with Allah's help and mercy. So they gave me a lot of books, and in their book, I still have it by me, Tawdihul Masail. In there, it's written, you must remember, you can make mut'a prostitution for 1 hour. People who believe in this, they're out of the fold of Islam, 100%. There's no question about it. It's very sad that those people are doing all these things here, but you find that in some Arab countries, now because the mahar is so inflated and so much, how much must you pay? 100,000 riyals, 500,000 riyals, 1 million, or dirhams, or dinars, or riyals, whatever it is. So now people cannot afford it. So you get some sharpshooter sheikh, you know, he look for a shortcut, so misyar. So he said, okay, that what they must do is this, that you get married, the boy, the husband will stay with his parents, the lady will stay with her parents, and they will not be living together, so there's no issue of rental and food and all those things and so forth, medication and so. So all hit and run business, so this mota, the husband will come there, and remember that once a week, twice a week, whenever they arrange, and then he can do his gymnastics and what have you. And thereafter, remember, he goes, so they call misyar. Totally haram this is. We challenge all these sheikhs on many issues. They can be Grand Mufti, they can be Sheikhul Islam, they can be what? So we challenge them. I proved them wrong so many times. I told them that you tell me 3 talaq is 1. But the hadith is in Bukhari Sharif, 3 talaq is 3. So what you say now? Till today they can't answer that. So you must remember this type of, now you take Rami. Rami is Hajj just finished now. Rami, you must remember the pelting of the 12th and 13th. There's consensus, you must remember. It's only permissible after Zawal. They said, no, Ramyu, Ay, Badal, Tulu, Ishams, and in the morning is permissible. So they make a mockery of Islam. You must remember these type of things there. So this is one of those issues here as well. We're not interested. This Grand Mufti, this Sheikh, this one said, Misyar is Jaish. We don't follow them. We follow Quran Sharif. We follow Sunnah Mubarakah. We follow the beloved Sahaba radiallahu anh. We follow the 4 schools of thought. And all of them have said it's haram. This is an absolute lie. Wallahi al-azim. People send me questions during the week. They say Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah said misyar is permissible. This is buhtan. The man is Imam of Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and you lying against him? Today people want to shave their beard. They say Imam Shafi al-Qaswe is lungile. Imam Shafi al-Qaswe is alright. How you lie like this? It's buhtan. So, subhanaka hadha buhtanun azim. So, misyar, some crooked maulvis of the Sunnis, remember, have introduced it more in the Arab world, and now it is gaining traction and currency in other parts of the world. Totally haram it is. You're doing very similar what the enemies of Islam are doing, mut'ah and prostitution. So, there's no place for misyar. This is the definition I gave you briefly of misyar. So, we must be clear on this type of Islam says marriage is a partnership. أَخَذْنَا مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. Marriage, you live together. You are a partners in the duk and suk, in prosperity, in adversity. You are there to serve, look after your children together. So everything basically is together. And this, you stay here, hit and run once a week, twice a week, and oh, you're making a mockery of all these things here. So 100% haram, that is our fatwa regarding misyar.
Mufti Sahib, since life and death is already, you know, decreed, is it permissible to make dua for long life and barakah in one's life?
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, la yaruddu dua, la yaruddu al-qadr illa dua. Or ad-dua o yaruddu al-qadr, both ways you can say. So dua is what weapon we have. Sometimes, not always, sometimes, occasionally, it can change takdir and so forth. So it doesn't means it is decreed you're going to live 50 years, you live 50. It's decreed you're going to live 70 years, you live 70, 100, whatever the case might be. But remember that that person, he'll pass away at the age of 39, 40, 41. But the work he will do will be what the ordinary person does. You must remember in 80, 100 years. I give you two examples. If you study the Shafi'i school, Fiqh Shafi'iyya, there is a person, Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah. For you, the person who wrote Riyadus Salihin, the person who wrote Arba'in, the 40 Ahadith, the commentary of Sahih Muslim Minhaji, he only lived for 40, 45 years in his 40s. He never got married. He would eat one meal a day. When they asked him, married, I don't have time for these things. What he did in that 40, 45 years, you tell me in 150 years I can't do. Tell others in 100 years they can't do. So that is what you mean. Ya Allah, give me barakah in my time. Give me barakah in my work and so forth and so on. One. Hazrat Allama Abdul Hay Laknawi Rahimahullah, the Arab ulama called him Imam Abdul Hay. Such a giant he was. 39 years and few months and one taqala ila rahmatillah, he passed away. Subhanallah, go and see that what he did in his life. You must remember this type of things here. So when you say, Ya Allah, give me long life, so it's not going to increase what is decreed for you. You must say, Ya Allah, give me long life with afiyah and barakah. That safety, security and barakat. So we can achieve much more well compared to a normal average person. So that is what is meant.
Mufti Sahib, which is the middle salah as the Quran, the ayah from the Quran?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in the noble Quran, Hafidhu ala salawati wa salatil wusta. So remember, every Muslim, whether we're in the train, whether we're in a plane, whether we're in Safar, whether we're in Hadar. So whether you are traveling or at home. I went yesterday to Trichardt, I came, the police stopped me. So I opened the window, the police, they look at you, you know. So I say, Baba, Mina Lofundis, don't kataza, don't trouble Lofundisi. So what you want? I'm Tandaza for everybody. Those of you who didn't understand, I told them, you know, I'm Islamic scholar. So why are you traveling now? So they say, just go, no problem, you go. You Tandaza, very good, you go. So you ask Allah, Ya Allah, make my journey easy. You see, no problem, this type of things and all this. So, Hafidhu, so why I'm telling you that? You must plan your journey so you don't miss any salat. Today people take it very, very lightly. Quran says, guard each one of your five daily salat. Was salatil wusta. And the middle salat, chapter 2, verse number 238. 238 is the verse in second Jew, second Subara. So what is the meaning of the middle salat? When you study all the ahadith on this topic, you will find majority of the ahadith tells us it is Asr Salat. And you can see today, people are busy in their shop, people are busy in their job, the women are busy with their samosas and bhajyas and what. Even if they read Asr, they'll be reading 5-10 minutes before sunset, which is makruh time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tilka salatul munah. Majority of the people, women, especially now winter time. I always tell them, my family and all of them, I say, what you're doing is a major, major sin. Nabi alayhi salam said, you're a munafiq, you read salat like that. You're a hypocrite. Tilka salatul munafiq. That you just rush through it now. 1 hour, 1.25 hours, so 2 hours. You must read your asr salat before sunset. Not now, or you miss it totally. So remember, I give you one hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif and other Mishkat, many kitabs you'll find. Man fatathu salatul asri faka annama wutira ahluhu wa malu. Imagine a person comes home. Every member of his family is martyred and murdered. Everything that belongs to him, his house, his shop, his car, everything is taken away, burnt, finished, looted and whatever. How will you feel? That is when you miss one Asr Salat. Is authentic hadith, sahih hadith this is. So that is why Asr Salat is a big test. Nowadays we're driving here and there. We get caught up in the traffic. I landed in Moscow, Russia. So now I had to go to the hotel. So we asked the chap, how far the hotel? He said 1 hour or so. Hey, very good. When we went, the traffic in Moscow, so it took us hours and hours. Now the Asr time is going. So he say, "Bay, just stop somewhere or something, we can read, we can pray." So if you are sincere, you want, then Allah also makes it easy for you. But agar tu hi na chahe to bahane hazar, so you must remember that if you don't want to, then you will have 1,000 excuses. You must remember this type of things. Yeah? So in the plane, not once we must salat with Allah's help. So we went this country, that country, the... They will tell you, pray for us also. You must remember. Some they will tell you that no deserving or disturbing. You know, we say, fine, we won't go this time. But when it's finished, we can go. They say 100%. So therefore, you must remember, there's no excuse. Whether we're in the plane, whether we're in the train, whether we're musafir or what have you. Salat, we have to read. Today, people think that they're doing a lot of welfare work, helping the poor, the people were looted. They say, don't worry, salat, you can just make qaza. You go straight Jahannam. You can give out millions, billions, you must salat, you go straight Jahannam. And that is what Quran is saying. Ma salakakum fi saqar, what made you go and land up in the fire of hell? Qalu lam nakum minal muswallin, we never read our salat. Never read salat means we never read salat on time. So remember that sometimes people got all their priorities totally upside down. So if you want a reference of these verses that I quoted now, go and see chapter number 74, Surah Muddathir, and verses 42, 43, 44. So we should know what our priorities are in life.
Mufti Sahib, this person is in his 20s, and you'll find many, maybe 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever their age may be, they're already married, some of them have children, they want to become Hafiz al-Quran. What is Mufti Sahib's advice for them?
Excellent. I was in Trichardt, you know, and there's an imam from Malawi, Mustafa. So, mashallah, so I discussed with him Fajr time today, you know. I told him, Sheikh, that my, and I gave a talk, what have you. So I tell him, Sheikh, tell me where you studied, you know. So he tell me, I studied in Darul Azad. I said, very good. You became Hafiz, Alim, everything there. He said, everything. I said, how long you stayed there? He said, 8 years. I said, that, well, how you, what you did there? He said, first I studied Alim course. I said, very good. He said, after that I became Hafiz. I said, no, I must be. So I asked him, well, how long? He said, 3 months he became Hafiz. 3 months. The man is still there. Then after that, he became Mufti also. So subhanAllah, he's known as Mufti Mustafa. See, brothers, 3 months. We got example in South Africa, how many like that also. So normally it'll take 2 years, 3 years. But for Malawi, he came his whole life. He just wanted to study and so forth. So my brother, his is how much you want to do. So remember that other subjects you have to go with the class. But his is you, is a triangle. The teacher, the student, and the parents. Or if you are married, then you and your wife. And your... So everybody has to make that sacrifice. You must remember that. Then Thursday nights, every one of you who want to become a Hafiz, learn these four surahs first by heart. Surah Yasin, you learn the whole surah. Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, in the 21st Subara, you learn that. Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, in the 21st Juz, by heart it. And Surah Mulk. Then Thursday night, after Maghrib, after Isha, you read it, 4 rakat Salat. And this sequence, Surah Fatiha, before each one of the Surah. Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Mulk, the Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addressed Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda and said, O Ali radiallahu anhu, you do it 3 weeks, 5 weeks like that. So you continue. Allah will give you a powerful retentive memory. So subhanallah, my brother, you 25, 30, 40, don't worry about that. Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri Rahimahullah Khatibul Mubtabliq Jamaat, he was, you know. So we met him several times, Alhamdulillah. So he, in his 60s, he became Hafiz of Noble Quran. My Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib Rahimahullah, 27 days he became Hafiz. Sheikh Shuraim, you must remember, when he came to Darul Ulum Newcastle, I had to introduce use him. So we found out everything. So in 6 months he became Hafiz. So many examples we can give like that. So don't look at that. You beg Allah and then you start. But make sure you go to a ustad that you know that he's teaching you properly, because for Hafiz, I'm dead against this. That you go there, do 5 juz here, 10 juz here, then 10 juz. No. You must stick by one teacher, and you start by him, and you end by him also. So that is the secret recipe. You'll become a good Hafiz, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, on which day is it sunnah to take delivery of a new vehicle, brand new vehicle, Mufti Sahib?
So that police, they stopped me today. Say, you fundis? I said, yeah. You say, I want car like this. I say, my tandaza. Then you'll get car like this. So, you see, so sometimes Allah let us drive all the special cars also, you know. So, mashallah. So, anyway, leave the story. So, anything you want, you must ask Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. So, my brother, the best day, Sayyidul Ayyam, Yawm al-Jumu'ah. Whenever I take delivery, mashallah, I buy my cars also there, King Rose, Trikhat, my cousin is there, Faisal Sharif. Allah, Jalla wa Ala, reward him. I buy all my cars from him also. So, mashallah, that what happens? Tell him, bring Friday. Friday is best day. We call this Tafa'ul. Tafa'ul means good omen. You understood? You don't see the youngsters. Now, Afisab, you know you're an old timer also now. So, mashallah, that may... Your grandfather already, Afisab?
King.
Mashallah. So, Afisab, his father, grandfather, mashallah. So, you see, Afisab, when these youngsters, they want to go propose and all that, then they won't take Toyota and Nissan. What they will take? They go the BMW. You see why? Say, be my wife, you see. So that's why. And the people also today, from the curtains and the windows, they're checking, like, you know. There, the houses, let's see. Why, the Bohari Karche, you see. There. The niyat is already upside down. They don't worry about the boy, they worry which guy came with and all these kind of things. Yeah. So take on Friday, my brother. We don't say compulsory, we don't say it's must, but whatever is best. Friday is good day, mashallah. Or Wednesday. If you can't come right with Friday, then start Wednesday. Anything in life, and if you want Dalil for Friday, in Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmed, you want Wednesday, our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha said, when you start something, you start on Wednesday, open Al-Maqasidul Hasana by Allama Sakhawi, Rahimahullah. Go study the life history of Allama Marghinani, the author of Hidayah. Whenever he's to start teaching, he's to start the academic year on a Wednesday. Wednesday. Our Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, Rahimullah, where we studied, mashallah, in Karachi. So whenever the madrasa used to open, you must remember used to open on a Wednesday. Now everything has changed. There's politics going on. But now you must, yeah, when Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan and one of the greatest scholars ever, Indo-Pak produced, so they used to start on Wednesday.
Mufti Sahib, how many times is the name of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam mentioned in the glorious Quran Kareem?
Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is not ordinary person. He's a mighty, mighty messenger of Almighty Allah. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah Jalla wa'ala made him a special friend. Write down, students. 69 times Nabi Ibrahim, Abraham, peace be upon him. His name is mentioned in the noble Quran. One. And remember, Surah 14 is dedicated to that mighty messenger. That is Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. His beloved sons, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam's name 12 times in the Quran Sharif, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam 17 times in the noble Quran. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah made him Khalil. You know why he made him Khalil? Write down, students, that what he did, سَلَّمَ نَفْسَهُ لِلنِّيرَانِ وأهله للهجران وولده للقربان ورميه للشيطان وماله للضيفان وضربه للطغيان فصار خليل الرحمن. سبحان الله. You need teachers, you see. Go sit at their feet. Our Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Aksab taught us these things. Yeah. Who is Khalilur Rahman, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam? So I translate for you. That he gave his life. He said, do what you want to after he smashed the idols. They said, we're going to cast and throw you into the fire. He said, do what you want to do. Qulna ya narukuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Allah Jalla wa Ala. Allah made that fire coolness and safety for him. Then his family, the Sayyidah Hajara, you call Tarkhib. So the last letter is omitted. So remember, left them there and the beloved son Ismail alayhi salam, biwadin ghayri di zar'in in Makkah. No vegetation, no habitation, nothing. وَوَلَدَهُ لِلْقُرْبَانِ took his son Ismail alayhi salam. I'm to sacrifice you, son. قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ You do what you have to do, O father. See, what a family. So, who will do that today? So remember, Allah Ta'ala then Qurbani and all that started. Thereafter, what happens? That وَمَا لَهُ لِلْضَيْفَانِ And his word for the guest. You see our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas? How many people invite Allah reward him. Next one you must remember, وَرَمْيَهُ لِلشَّيْطَانِ And he pelted. Pelted meaning, he threw the sand and the pebble in the direction where the waswasa, whisperings of shaitan came from. وَضَرْبَهُ لِلطُغْيَانِ And all the satanic systems, he fought against them. How we have to fight against Zionism, socialism, capitalism, secularism, one world order, all the jali system, evil scholars for dollars. Everyone you have to fight democracy. All these are tughyan, satanic systems. When you do this, then Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam became Khalil al-Rahman. That is brief history of Khalilullah. He's buried there in Khalil al-Rahman in Hebron. May Almighty Allah dismantle the apartheid regime of Israel. Even there, they are stealing our land. Remember, in Hebron and in Khalil al-Rahman.
JazakAllah khairan to Mufti Saab. That brings us to our next break, and thereafter we continue with the Q&A once again.